morning. Today's date is August 25th, and it is now 8:45. And in attendance is Mr. Vice Chair, Mr. Flores, Secretary Cecilia Perez, Director Mantinotnia, and Director Villa Gomez Uggan. And Ms. Sandra will be on her way. She's just running a little late. So, Mr. Chair, we do have a quorum.
Okay, thank you.
I will.
Also, please note that our legal counsel is also present.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and move on to item number three, the approval of board minutes. You know, again, I know that was sent out early, so we would have a chance to take a look at it. And I don't have any questions on it, and only because I wasn't here at the last board meeting. But if we can get a motion on the floor.
Well, I think first I want to bring up is that I noticed that it was the absence of we discussed about the homeless game. Because it wasn't on the minutes, but I want to reiterate that we're not moving forward with this unless we get the proper mechanics in, we get the proper funding, and we know, especially even the maintenance portion. Okay? So all the mechanics and the logistics have to be in place, that way we can consider it from there.
Yes.
I also have it's just a minor. My first name is with two S's instead of one, so it's just a minor correction.
She went through.
You don't know it by now?
She went through two name changes. She was Villa Gomez Uggan, and then now SS, right? Or Uggan.
Oh, it was Uggan Villa Gomez.
And
now
it's Villa Gomez Uggan.
Thank you.
Now it's
so noted, right? Okay. So noted. Okay. So we can go ahead and get a motion on the floor.
I move that we accept the minutes.
With the amendments, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go ahead and accept the minutes. Of course, with the changes that were brought up. Any questions on that motion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Sandra, pass. Thank you. Let's move on to our legal report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and board members, I am provided to the parties or to the board just in an update of my report. I try to make it for every meeting. I try to update everything, so as you could see from the initial, if you haven't prepared, it's always work in progress. So every time there's a new development that happens for the 40 plus referrals, I try to update it as I go on because it makes it easier, since I know the last time, Mr. Chair, several meetings ago, you had a question about the report just to make sure to include what the balances are, the amount. So I try to, every time I get a payoff statement, unless there's any changes. Okay. Mary's going to provide it to you. But what I did was, I sent it out yesterday, and I apologize because we were updating it. So I could give you a sort of a cursory of what's happened so far. So she'll provide the reports, and you can go through it. But just a couple of good things to report from the last meeting. Yesterday, our GHC team and myself, we concluded two sales yesterday. So we were successful in closing on two sales in Joplin. So as of to date, since I came on board, at the end of January to date, we've now done three foreclosure sales.
Okay. Very good.
So we did have prospective interest. However, of course, they always want to try to see if they can get a good deal. And unfortunately, GHC's charged with having to provide prepare its credit bid beforehand. So I received that. And unfortunately, the appraisal came in higher than what probably most people would have wanted, or the amounts were higher. We go with the lesser of the two. So GHC did a credit bid on two pieces of property in Jonia. I'm sorry, they'll give you the report, but I know Mr. Vice Chair will always ask me, what file is it? So it's GHC file 0117 and 027. So we did two successful sales on both of them. I would note that one of the properties was a very...
Can you repeat the file numbers?
Yes, GHC GHC 27. So now that we've about completed, that will be off my list along with the other one that I did.
Okay.
I know, Mr. Chair, you weren't here, but I successfully closed on that one, too. That was a contentious one.
Okay.
So the one of the properties yesterday was a sort of a contentious one. They, I think there were attempts to try to foreclose in the last 2 years, and it was forestalled. So yesterday, yeah, we were able to successfully close, and GHC did a credit bid on both. So that will go back into their OREO.
Okay.
Okay. As of yesterday, there are, we still had issues on some post-bankruptcy matters that I wanted to look at carefully, and I was able to clarify some issues. So yesterday I was able to send out 5 more demand letters on post-Chapter 7 bankruptcies, because I was able to get a payoff statement and just clarify some issues related to fees. So I would note, when Mary gets it, file numbers are GHC 14.1, GHC 015, GHC 029, GHC 030, and GHC 031. Those are all post Chapter 7 bankruptcies. They're not paid up to date, but because they kept the property, we're still, you know, they still are obligated to make good on their mortgage. So their responses are due on. So at least we're moving on that.
At the end of the month?
End of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we give them 30 days. Okay. Next item on the agenda, this was something that I inherited, but it was from prior counsel. We had an issue on one of the Chapter 7 issues, and I'm working with the counsel there. It looks like there was an error on the part on the court and possibly on the on the debtor side, so I was able to at least make some headway with their attorney, and we're working to perhaps either do a stipulation, and perhaps I'll have to come to the board, but to try to rectify the amounts of the arrears that are owed by the debtor. I kind of computed that the arrears amount will be approximately $10,000. She has a loan of like $33,000. This is a Kahat loan. She filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy. It's still going on the plan, but I was able to get the attention of the debtor's attorney, and he agrees they made an error on their part. It wasn't caught from us, but I caught it. And so I think we're able to rectify it, so we'll be, hopefully GHC will be able to recapture those arrears amounts. So long as the, yeah, it's about $10,000 that I estimate. It's a second loan, second mortgage. GHC has priority on it.
So out of the 33,000.
She owes about 10 plus thousand, but it's under a Chapter 13 plan. It's a kind of a reorganization plan.
Oh, okay.
But I'm working with her attorney, and I'm going to suggest certain options once I talk to Mary. I think there's a way we'll be able to recapture those proceeds if we can work it out. Seems like the debtor's attorney is inclined to work something out with GHC because she wants to keep the property.
Oh, okay.
And I know Mr. Chairman had asked me about this a couple months back about some of these, whether GHC is going to lose out on this, and so hopefully on this one, I was able to at least catch it and reach out to both the trustee and the attorney. And the attorney, I think, is we're trying to work out a good plan that will satisfy.
Where is this property?
I want to say, gosh, I can't. Hang on, I think I know where it is.
That's Mary.
Yeah, let me see here.
This all over the Kahan.
This property is located in Derido. And it's a Kahat loan.
Okay.
We have 2 upcoming foreclosures next week. Mary and I on the 30th. We're going to meet on the 28th. This is GHC 28 and GHC 7. We've scheduled it for next week. So we're trying to do a couple of foreclosures each month. If not, maybe, you know, 1-2 every week or something, just as we're moving, depending. Part of the problem we're having, though, is that, you know, because we're moving so fast, we need documents from other third parties, and I know Mary really struggled on this one because the appraisers are so busy. So I may have to push it out a little bit because we need the appraisal reports in order for the committee to do their bid strategies, but we were right at the wire. So I think because we're moving so fast, I need to kind of take it a little bit back because we need to get these vendors to make sure that they're providing the documentation on time. So that's what we're struggling
Mary
with.
Mary, hand.
The day of the bid.
Yeah.
28 and GHC 007. That is correct, but we can anticipate that a lot of these people, because they know they're going through foreclosure, they won't allow you in their home. They just won't, unless they abandon the premises. So I anticipate that even that's going to start to foreclose, because we, I think Mary shared with me, there was one that, this one that was asked, and they just said no. So, you know, it's an emotional thing. So again, you know, we're trying to structure it, so we're moving, but at the same time, we have to anticipate that a lot of these debtors are not going to be cooperative. You know, and we've done drive-bys before. It's not a good thing. So until we can get in and to be able to have the committee make its prepare its bid strategy,
yeah,
this is some of the things that we struggle with. So,
so what is our option?
I mean, if they refuse, I guess we can only go through what, you know, what we have. Correct, Mary? I just think that if we do it, I try to keep it within 30 days, but I think 30 days is even still a little tight, so I would even recommend 40 days out, just to make sure we have everything together.
Yeah.
And so, but we're just, as Mary knows, we're moving really fast. I think it's almost too fast at some point, but you know, I've got my directive from
the appraisers,
from the board to move on this, so that's, you know, we're just trying to pace it out, you know. And I think it's working, because I know that the GHC knows that a lot of the debtors are feeling a lot of pressure. They really are. And they're calling my office, and they're emailing me, and I'm sending it over to Mary and the group. So they know there's pressure on, and we're getting results. We just have to also wait, be careful, because some of them get very emotional, and I don't want it to get to the point where people start to really become angry. So as we're moving along, and we're giving every opportunity to try to work it with them if they're unsuccessful, and unfortunately, we had one yesterday that said that they were working on a commitment letter. And this is one right here that three times, this is the third time. And as much as they said, wait, I said, I'm sorry, my directives are, unless I see the commitment letter and it's for the, you know, the amount that covers everything, my instruction is just to go forward with the sale. So, you know, fortunately, you know, they didn't come up with anything, but I know people get really angry, you know, and they take it out on the staff. And so we're just trying to avoid any kind of, you know, that kind of recrimination or, you know, anything back talk from people, because we do get people that get very angry.
I don't get this, you know.
Yeah.
You owe your back, you're in arrears so many months, and then when we call you up, calling you, they get angry.
Yeah. I think GHC's, you know, they're working really hard, and I think what it is when it comes to me, I always tell them traditional, conventional banks, they won't care to allow you to do a workout plan. Their plan is you pay up before the sale.
Yeah.
So what I
foreclose.
Yeah, and so what have we expressed to a lot of the debtors is, look, you know, at most maybe they'll take 3 to 6, but you know, we can't go beyond that. Most traditional banks won't allow it. So I think just getting them on track, you know, and then following through, it's helping. And then some of them do understand. There's not some. There's just some things they just can't do. It's beyond their control.
Madam Counsel, if I may.
Yeah.
For the new members, Rosanna and also Ms. Magnolia, if you haven't heard this one yet, they also do have the right, the first right, even though we go and do this foreclosure.
Yes.
They can come back and still fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
it
mean,
usually
the right
takes
redemption.
Us a long time before we actually go to eviction.
Yeah.
So it still can be turned around, even though we went to this process. But this process, of course, you know, we've stepped it up and we're doing. But even at that,
that's
just to let you know, there still is an opportunity and a window.
If you're faced with the Beaver Rose, you're faced with no action for such a long time.
Yes.
And then now there's action and it's something that could have been prevented a long time.
Sure.
They're shocked.
As long as we change the mindset,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And
that's happened.
The idea of changing the mindset is, hey, you know, we're willing to work with you. We certainly don't want to take your home away from you.
Yeah.
But, and we will go through different lengths to ensure that you cover back your home, but we're not going to sit around like we have in the past.
That's correct.
And drag it on for several years. And
that's correct.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we're getting the message out there.
Yes.
And, you know, bad news has a tendency to flow a lot faster.
Right.
So you guys, you have people that are on that fence line of getting referred.
Right.
And if they hear about it, you know, then they'll make at least a concerted effort to try to get back on track.
Or get some action going.
Yeah, and I think we've seen it,
dormant.
Mr. Chair, because in my report, I'm happy to report that since the last hearing, we had one that paid off the arrears. So that was significant. That was $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
also, prior to that, Mr. Chair wasn't there, there was one that I reported that paid off $30,000. They still have an amount. They're still good, so they paid forward their loan. After that, I've worked with Mary, and since the two board meetings ago, I've already drafted the recasting agreement for the one matter which the board has already agreed to, that has approved. Mary has gone through it and is getting me the numbers, and we probably have, based on a couple of the newer ones, and I don't have the numbers yet, but possibly one, if not two, of the current accounts may be good for recasting, because they've been doubling up their payments. It's still hard for them, but at least they've been paying double, and if we GHE recasts, then it's likely that they'll be able to meet their goal of making the payments within the time, I guess within the, either the time of the note, or as Mary said, there's an opportunity to extend it so that it doesn't affect the priority status of GHC. So there's been some significant progress now, you know, with some of the people that are coming in making payments. I've got two of them that have been good. One makes a $1,000 payment every month to catch up on the arrears for 6 months. So we're seeing some significant, you know, movement. At the last meeting, and I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but Mr. Vice Chair was here, we had an issue on one of the remaining OREO properties that GHC had purchased. Again, this is an individual who lives next door. He's got some issues, but as instructed by the board and then acting chair, I already prepared the letter to have them contact me, and my process server will serve it either today or tomorrow. So hopefully that may be a possibility to sell that OREO out. This is an individual who lives right next door to the property that GHC foreclosed, and you know, there's some family emotional ties to that, so hopefully
is
I can...
Is he the one that's angry? That's
yes,
angry.
Yes.
So yes.
Agate property.
Make sure your processor is as body owner.
Yeah. In fact, the process server is related to them, so that's even better.
Wait a minute, QB. The neighbor that's kind of upset has nothing to do with the
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
So why are we even dealing with him?
Because he's made threats.
Because
well, then let's call the cops and get him arrested.
We did already. I think Mary, we already did on this one, right?
I mean, you know,
years
if
ago.
The guy had, yeah, but let's do it again.
Well,
if the guy is sitting there, has nothing to do with the property, let's not deal with him. Let's not even accommodate him. Let's just call the cops if he makes a threat, get him arrested, and he's going to spend three days in jail for sure. So,
well, I think, Mr. Chair, what the goal was is that one is to see, it was originally their property, and they sold it to the Rutherfords that apparently took out a mortgage with GHC and foreclosed. We foreclosed on them. The goal is to, they were interested in buying it, so we're waiting to see if they're going to make an offer.
And how long ago did they make this?
They've just made an offer. They just said they were interested, but we haven't followed up since then. So,
I mean, you know, first and foremost, we have to protect our interests, right?
Right.
And if this guy's name was on the loan, then I can understand us trying to work with him. But if he's an irate neighbor, then let's just let the law. Law enforcement sector of the community handle that.
Because you're not being politically correct.
No, what I'm saying is if we start that with one person.
No, you're right.
We're going to have to start dealing with everyone. I don't want to establish a precedent here.
No. I think the goal is, Mr. Chair, I dealt with this person, and he was quite, I mean, I know GHC tried to approach him.
Let me reiterate that. I mean, on our last meeting, right, what it is that I agree with. But this person actually just come in here to make a threat, and then
yeah.
We did. That's why we said let's go ahead and proceed again forth with the judicial part.
Yeah.
We want to tag this in a sensitive way so that he doesn't come in here again with a shotgun or whatever he needs to do. And then we're already on track with getting the judiciary part in it, right?
Yeah.
So we're eventually going to get there, but we got to approach it a little bit cautiously, because I also say let's move on with this, but then when they brought up those issues, they actually came here for them.
He gave
you a threat.
Yeah, he made a threat.
So we are moving on it.
Did you guys call?
Yeah, they did. But you know, he's a veteran
and
suffering from some post-traumatic syndrome. Even the process ever shared that with me, that he's got some issues. So that's one issue. Two is, even if you were to sell it, who's going to want to buy something next to a guy that's going to be threatening you?
We got the process rolling. We got the process server and also the
My interest is to try to see if we can get one of the family members to buy it out.
Let me ask you a question. Would it be legally right to bring this guy's name up? I mean, being he's not a.
In the interest of being very cautious, I don't want to bring him up because I think, you know, there may be some issues, and I don't know who all may know him, but.
I've got an issue with that. Two of us live in Agate, right? And we're involved with our community.
I know.
The last thing I need, and we're having a fiesta this weekend,
yeah.
And the last thing I need to do is be in church, and this guy comes out of nowhere. He knows I'm chairman, and he knows that, or he's learned that she's, you know, in the board, and I want to make sure I pack as well.
Yeah, I don't think, well, legally, he's not a borrower, we don't have any privacy issues with him. So I don't see, I mean, I could disclose the name.